the Bridgeport primary election, misconduct, quotes, under investigation by the police department. Yeah, the mayoral race in Bridgeport is coming under more scrutiny. Surveillance video obtained by the campaign of challenger John Gomes, or Gomes, has surfaced. It appears to show a city worker who is a supporter of Mayor Ganim stuffing absentee ballots into a drop box outside the Margaret Morton Government Center.
Oh, that's misconduct right there.
The Gomes campaign said a city worker illegally deposited fistfuls of absentee ballots during the early morning hours of September 5th, a week before the primary election. The video allegedly shows a woman making 7 separate drops.
Whoa.
Over the course of about 2 hours.
Busy, busy, busy. Should we get a nest?
Isn't that government inefficiency? Just stick them all in there at once.
Right. Seriously. 7 trips, really? On the clock?
Quote, imagine what else has been happening that we have not seen, said Gomes, who held a news conference at his campaign headquarters yesterday. Bridgeport police confirmed an investigation is underway. Quote, possible misconduct, but at the same time, they said a parallel investigation is underway into how the Gomes campaign was able to obtain the video.
I love that.
Whoopsie. Okay, I have a boomerang here.
Mayor Ganim is on the show now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hey.
So did you figure out how the Gomes people got the video?
No. First of all, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all the listeners and voters who supported me again in the Democratic primary. I greatly appreciate it. It's still under investigation by the police department, how they stole the video, if that's what happened, or whether it's a doctored video or a combination of both. It's unfortunate. Again, let me just jump in. There's no question about the results and the support that we received in the primary. And there's also no question, and I want to just reiterate it. My campaign, everybody involved, have clearly stated that whatever it is, but we stand for integrity in the voting process. And there's, the Gomes campaign has demonstrated as recently as yesterday, that yes, somehow, maybe they stole a video from a city property. I don't know. That's up to the police department to decide. And as is the substance of the video, undoctored. And so the chips will fall on that as it may. But anything else? It's been a long few days.
Do you think that they have the production capabilities to doctor?
I don't know.
Security video.
These are scary people. I got to tell you, these are scary people. Everyone I saw in that press conference. From their past experiences, some of them involved in the city government, all had to be walked out the door, unfortunately, because of their actions, inactions, inappropriate actions, everything from misuse.
What do you mean? What happened?
Gomes himself was let go for inappropriate action in his office. The guy standing to his left, same thing. With
the guy with the cowboy's hat?
I don't know what kind of hats they had on.
That was a guy with a cowboy's hat.
Oh,
the other one was let go. The one that was speaking.
Liked him.
She had to be let go. So these are disgruntled employees. But that's okay. They have a right to voice their opinions. They have a voice to run. But not to put the city, and this is the state's largest city, so people should be concerned. These are not the people you want running this city. Let me give you an example.
This is, Mayor, you're doing a great job here right now. But if that video is real, and there was a person stuffing ballots, that's a problem, no?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, and do you think that if that's true, that person...
I don't want to walk away from that, no question.
Yeah.
And that would never be condoned. It's not anything that my campaign and me personally want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And if that's a situation, I'm confident that whether it's the Bridgeport Police Department or others, we'll figure it out.
So you have no knowledge of any of this going on. If they find this to be true... there'll be no texts or emails or any communications between you and this person about ballot stuffing.
Absolutely. No, I don't. Absolutely not. Just to make your clear question with a clear answer. Absolutely not. But and so beyond that, they could and should come down on whatever happened here. No question. If that's a law enforcement matter. But as far as trying to tell the people of the city of Bridgeport, the 10,000 plus people that voted in this primary, that you want to disenfranchise them and discount their votes, that's not right. And I hope that they don't – look, they have a right to go to court. We saw this movie before. We tied up a court and a judge, or the opponents tied up a court and a judge for 6 weeks. you know, we need to move forward with this November election. People, the city of Bridgeport, in the balance here, have a lot at stake. They've seen a city make progress consistently for the past 8 years. I'm committed to doing that. This guy Gomes has said he'll close the amphitheater if he gets elected. There'll be no sound on sound in Bridgeport. This is like a real deal for people in Bridgeport and beyond. These are not good people.
They're not competent.
And they're not the people you want to really see. Now, again, back to the video.
Man, you sound.
I don't condone that.
Upset.
I'm not upset. But I want people to know this is the real deal here. These are not.
No, but like,
clear example.
When you get into court, you're not going to be able to say, look, this guy's going to close the amphitheater. That was up to the voters.
No, I agree.
We're beyond that argument now. And nobody wants that to happen.
No.
Like, all hell will break loose.
Damn straight.
That would be like the worst move anyone can make. Or try.
I agree.
What I read, and I don't know if it's true, sort this out for me. Gomes was ahead by 400 and something votes, and then the absentee ballots came in, and it put you up by 251.
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers, but that sounds right.
Now, if it's found that a lot of these absentee ballots are invalid, I mean, the election could swing back into his favor. No.
Right. If there is, and I don't know the exact legal standard, but if there is something that a judge says this, whatever happened, whether it's, you know, the video, somebody putting ballots in or some other irregularity that impacted voter rights, number one, and number two, affects the outcome or the outcome of the election, as I understand it, then, yes, a judge could likely order or would order a new primary election.
A new one. Has that been done before?
Wow.
Well, it's an extreme. That's the thing. It's an extreme.
Wouldn't they just take the ballots, the absentee ballots? Because the machines are the machines. The absentee ballots, you kind of go through, say, this person's dead. This person doesn't live here anymore. Whatever.
Right.
You get rid of those, and then you recount. No?
Is that
a possibility or no?
I guess anything is the way it goes through the court, and apparently if they're going to go to court, they'll find out. There's also a woman who was seen, a city councilwoman, who apparently went into a woman with a house who has dementia, and they have there's a video of her, too. I don't think it's been released, and a picture of her rummaging through this woman's personal things, and that's being investigated by the Bridgeport Police Department, too, a Gomes campaign person. So. Bad. Absolutely. A video that we saw on this side, unacceptable if it's actually true. And that's unacceptable, at least from the perspective of me as mayor and my administration. Where do we go from here? They're going to go forward with whatever they do civilly. Our police department under our chief has begun his investigations and will have answers as soon as he can. And we've made the commitment to get that information out to people so we know where the chips fall, if you may,
somebody,
on both of these matters.
Somebody made a comment that, you know, you appointed the police chief, so the investigation kind of has a cloud over it. Like, would you support, like, an independent person to come in and look through this stuff?
Well, look, first of all, I have full confidence in the chief, and I don't think anybody that really knows the chief or his experience as leadership.
By the way, I do too, because I park down there, so I don't want any problems.
but you know, and so I don't think that's like it's 4 days after a primary. You're going to hear a lot of stuff, but I don't think anybody really thinks that. But I would not have a problem with it. We want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah,
we want to get to the bottom of who stole, if they stole a video out of the city fusion room, which is a security room with cameras in it for the police department.
You know what it sounds like to me? Like somebody who's not a fan of yours who works, who has access, grabbed it and sent it. So
probably.
I mean, you're going to have to track that person down, and whether you're able to prove it or not, it's a whole nother deal.
Yeah.
But the video is the video, and so now you're going to have to determine if it's real, and if it is, then there's another problem.
Altered, yep.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, back to the initial point, I want you to know that, again, you said, Joe, you know, how does this happen? Where does it happen? It shouldn't happen. If in fact, what we see in the video is so. If that woman, Councilwoman Pereira, actually went through a window or whatever into somebody's house and stole a woman with dementia's absentee ballot, this is just unacceptable if that happened. And I've been told that it did. But, you know, those things will all get shaken out in an investigation. We're going to push and make sure that people know, whether it's our side or anybody involved in the general election, whatever we can do to increase not only the security around these type of issues, but push and make sure that every vote is counted, has integrity, and the process has integrity.
I don't like these ballots, these absentee ballots. This is just hear stories about this all the time.
Yep.
You do. And then there's seniors. And, you know, if you go to someone's house and the best of intentions has no ability to get out of the house and vote, you know, that's why the system is set up. Rides sometimes work. Clearly, some people can't even get them, you know, the inability.
Well, that's for the next election. We can talk about that stuff. This one. Have you talked to the Secretary of State on this yet? And
we've asked that everything be referred to anybody that's appropriate. The State Elections Commission, you know, comes under the Secretary of State, the police department, whoever has authority on this.
Yeah. So she said she's going to investigate as well. The ballots.
Yeah, well, that'll be good.
Part of it.
That'll be good.
All right. So nowhere is anyone going to connect the text and email, but any conversation, you know, that they could prove that you had any direct connection to any ballots that may have been inappropriately stuck in a box. All right. So no connection to the woman in the video.
What's that? The woman in the video?
Yeah, you have no connection with the woman in the video who was seen stuffing ballots in.
Well, if without getting into names, there's a city employee who works at the front desk, clearly, who
supports
connection,
you.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been. That's right. That's
now,
right.
The now, anything she did, you're just saying, if she did do that, she did it on her own.
Right.
Gotcha. Right. All right. Well, always something, Mayor.
Yep, it's true.
There's always something.
Yep.
Hey, we've been every 4 years ago. We had you know, in the 4 years with Finch. So unfortunately, primaries are close. People win, people lose. Sometimes they lose. Sometimes these issues come up. Bottom line is, whether it's your winner or loser, I stand for and want everyone to echo. We need to ensure integrity. That's what we've said. We want every vote to count. We don't want, at this point, people to be disenfranchised, the 10,000 people that came out and voted. But it'll go through an investigative process with law enforcement. It'll go through, apparently, a court process. At the end of it, we'll keep moving. I've got an obligation to the people of City of Bridgeport to make sure this progress in the city continues. And part of it is being on your show to say thank you for the opportunity to talk this morning.
No, I appreciate you coming on and using us as a forum. And, you know, with all this going on and everything you've been through in your life, I don't know how you stay looking so young.
Seriously.
I'm going to shave my beard pretty soon. So. That's what I thought you were calling me out for. Somebody said, Joe, sometimes your beard's gray, sometimes it's dark. And it's, you know, it's whether I'm in the sun or not.
It's all lighting.
It's the sun that's doing it.
Damn you, sun.
That's it. That's mine, too. Mine's bleached.
Right, yeah. Yeah, my hair every now and then.
You look
the sun's
gray, right? Because you look too young.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll come out again. If we hear anything that's, you know, substantive one way or the other on either the video, on the how the video got out, on the woman who went through the window, on the court case, and you want me on, I'll be happy to jump back.
Thank you, Mayor.
Cool.
For the next few days. Thank you. All the best.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.